ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioner's Court for April the 19th, 2010. I'm going to ask Commissioner Domain, if he will, to do the agenda today. But we will begin our meeting with a invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, and the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Commissioner Domain. Will you stand?
Please pray with me. Our gracious Father, humbly ask that you guide our thoughts and actions so that we are doing your will and acting in a manner that is pleasing to you. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. We also seek your forgiveness for our sins and the strength to avoid future temptations. All these things, Lord, we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get into our published agenda, I'm going to ask Commissioner Eddie Arnold to... Oh, it does? Okay. Cancel that last transmission. We found out there needs to be an interim action taken before we make a presentation. Okay, under purchasing, award surveillance cameras for the Jefferson County Correctional Facility to security integrators and consultants in the amount of $18,999.19. Item B, execute, receive, and file acceptance of the offer to surveillance cameras for the Jefferson County Correctional Facility. Item C, execute, receive, and file renewal of term contract for microfilm supplies with Division One for the period of April 16, 2010 to April 15, 2011 with price changes outlined in Attachment A. Item D, consider and possibly approve a job order contract with Centerline Construction to repair the Hebert Road Storage Building, Tractor Shed Equipment, Precinct 4 in the amount of $47,490.66, damages due to Hurricane Ike. This is in accordance with the interlocal agreement with the Harris County Department of Education. Item E is to receive and file that job order contract. Item F, consider and possibly approve a job order contract with Centerline Construction to repair Hebert Road Shop Building, Precinct 4, in the amount of $12,825.24. Again, the damage is due to Hurricane Ike. This is in accordance with the interlocal agreement with the Harris County Department of Education. Item G, receive and file that job order contract with Centerline Construction. Item H, consider and possibly approve drainage improvements to the South Gardens area of Jefferson County with Bob Shaw in accordance with RFQ 09-083/KJS, professional design services and engineering qualifications. Engineering fees and compensation shall not exceed $100,000. Item I is to execute, receive, and file that contract. Item J, consider and possibly approve interdepartment transfer of county properties authorized by the local government code 262.011J. Then by addendum under purchasing, item K, consider and possibly approve job order contract number 12 on the master agreement with AT&T for Nortel CS1000 phone system in accordance with the State of Texas DIR contract DIR-SDD-232 in the amount $3,270 to replace the PCI cards for the Telstrate Engage product for CS1000E. This amount will appear at the end of the project. And please, on the next four items, amend the items to add as a credit at the end. All of these will appear to credit. This amount will appear at the end of the project billing as a credit. Item L is to execute, receive, and file that described contract. Item M, consider and possibly approve job order change number 13 on the master agreement with AT&T for Nortel CS1000 phone system. in accordance with the State of Texas DIR contract DIR-SDD-32232, in the amount of $2,280, to replace the Telstrat PCI card with the PCIe card due to customer getting server with PCIe slots. This amount will appear on the end of the billing, on the project billing as a credit. And item N is to execute, receive, and file that described contract. Do I have a motion for all items under purchasing? We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Anything?
I have a comment, Commissioner Arnold. I noticed last week Centerline had quite a few job contracts, and I want to make sure that we're spreading that around. I spoke to Ernest in engineering, and I got some calls from other jobs that.
Commissioner, we're spreading it around as much as possible. Centerline had originally looked at these. We're involved with the very early stages, and that's why we went ahead and awarded this.
Right, and on my Humphrey State Park.
And the same thing was there too. They were there at the very beginning on that one. We felt like that they had done so much work down there already that they knew the area better than anyone else.
And I understand that. I just want to be fair, because if we're going to use all the jocks, we need to make sure I see some of their, those names on the agendas.
Yes.
Thank you.
One question we need to add to that, and that is this. If we're spreading it around, are we doing it in a money amount or just work?
We're trying to look at what each one of them has and where they are in their contracts and which ones can pick up immediately, which ones are still busy, and so forth.
Okay.
There's no further discussion. I'll call for the questions. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carry. Under County Commissioner, consider and possibly encourage all citizens of Jefferson County to participate and be counted in the 2010 census, which is an ongoing, because this is vital to our county. We've discussed this before, but it is vital. Our state representation, federal representation will all be determined by the results of this census. It involves millions and millions of dollars that could or could not come to Jefferson County because of the results of the census, and it only takes 10 minutes. It's the easiest one I remember doing in all the years I've been doing them, and I encourage everyone to please get their census back in the mail. Item B, consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Crime Victims Week, April 18th through 24th, 2010. That reads as follows. Whereas 21 million Americans suffer the indignity of crime each year and may experience emotional, physical, psychological, and financial harm as a result of such crime, and whereas a just nation acknowledges crime's impact on individuals, families, and communities, ensures that the victims are treated with fairness, dignity, and respect as they interact with the criminal justice system, and whereas 25 years ago, the President's Task Force on Victims of Crime drew attention to the poor treatment of victims in the criminal justice system, calling it indifferent to victims' needs, and whereas a decade-long struggle to balance the scales of justice resulted in victims' rights laws in every state and more than 32 state constitutional victims' rights amendments that enshrine the ideas of fairness, dignity, and respect for victims of crime, and whereas treating victims with dignity serves the public interest by engaging victims in the justice system, inspiring respect for public authority, and promoting confidence in public safety, and whereas there is more to be done to advance the ideas, as too many victims are denied their right to attend trial, present an impact statement at sentencing, or receive notice of the release of the offender, and whereas we must work to ensure fair treatment of crime victims by providing protection for child and sexual assault victims, ordering and enforcing victim restitution from offenders, and notifying victims of their rights to compensation and services, thereby giving hope to victims that the system and society will work to restore dignity and respect their needs and rights. And whereas National Crime Victims Rights Week, April 18th through 21st, 2010 provides an opportunity for us to raise awareness of the foundation of victims' rights, fairness, dignity, and respect, and to recommit to honoring those values by ensuring that all victims are afforded their legal rights and provided with assistance as they face the financial, physical, and psychological impact of crime. No wonder you wanted me to read this today. He's a tricky little rascal.
You're doing so good.
Whereas the Jefferson County Coalition for Victims of Crime is joining forces with victim service programs, criminal justice officials, and concerned citizens throughout Jefferson County and America to raise awareness of victims' rights and observe National Crime Victims' Rights Week. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does thereby proclaim the week of April 18th through 24th, 2010, as Crime Victims Week in Jefferson County. We affirm Jefferson County's commitment to respect and enforce victims' rights and address their needs now and throughout the year. Additionally, we express our appreciation for those victims and crime survivors who have turned personal tragedy into a motivating force to improve our response to victims of crime and build a more just community. And after I call for the question, I'm going to ask the representative to come to the mic.
So moved.
Okay, we have a motion for approval. Is that for items A and B?
A and B.
Okay, we have a motion for item A and B, and it's the second. Okay.
Judge, can I ask one question right quick on A? When are we going to start that process? Is it in August or September when we start the redistricting and all?
Oh.
Actually, it's 2011, I think, if I remember correctly.
Okay. It would be next year.
It's after the results of the census have been certified,
is
my recollection. Okay, there's no further discussion before we get a presentation. I'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Please address the court.
Sorry, I got up here. I was so excited to speak. I got up here too quick. Thank you, Commissioner Domain, for reading that. I know it's long. We had some mayors and other county judges that asked, was there anything they could take out? I said, absolutely not. It was all important. There was nothing. I'd like the victim, representatives of the coalition to stand that are here today. I am Cindy Fertitta with Rape and Suicide Crisis, but today I'm representing the Jefferson County Coalition for Victims of Crime. We're here today to personally invite you to the 20th annual Candlelight Vigil, which will be held in the jury and paneling room this Thursday at 6 o'clock, and also invite you to visit the resource table, and hopefully many of your constituents will be visiting that table and gather information that will make them safe. We are celebrating our 20th annual vigil. Where's Tom? Last year, Tom Manus addressed, in case y'all don't know him, the district attorney, addressed the vigil and said, we are here because we're paid to be here. You are here because somebody made a choice to put you there. When a victim is a victim of a violent crime, it's because somebody's made a bad choice to put them there. There was a time when a victim would suffer financial, emotional, physical issues because of that crime. There was a time when victims were not participants in the criminal justice system, they were bystanders. So 26 years ago, the Victims of Crime Act was actually established to make sure that didn't happen, that no one had to suffer that financial issues because of that crime that someone had chosen. We all speak for victims every day, as you see these people that are standing before you. We speak not only as individual agencies, but together as a coalition to make sure a victim of crime does not get caught, lost in the criminal justice system, make sure we nurture them through the way. Our services are only good if they're utilized, and we make sure that you call. And if you don't know the numbers to call, we've left a stack of numbers outside. We speak for a victim of crime every day. Mitch, when a law enforcement officer arrives at a scene and is compassionate and caring and believing, it makes a victim strong to make that report and continue on. Tom, for every crime victims compensation package you hand out, for every victim impact statement, for every VINE program to make sure they're notified and don't run into their offender on the street, you speak for that victim every day. Each and every one of us speaks for a victim of crime. When you report child abuse, a drunk driver on the road, a bullying incident at school, anytime you make a report, you've saved a life. So we're asking you today to celebrate, is that my 3 minutes? To celebrate the fact that a lot of victims don't have to go through the things they do, and to remember to make that call, because we each and every day speak for victims who either cannot or will not speak for themselves. Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you very much. Item C, under County Commissioners, consider authorizing the county judge to execute an amendment to the Texas Department of Rural Affairs grant number 723419 for the Hampshire Water Supply Improvements. Item D, consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing the undervaluation of oil and gas properties by the Comptroller of Public Accounts. Item E, consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Commission Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendation. Item F, by addendum, consider approving the acceptance of private donations payable to Jefferson County to offset the cost of unbudgeted expenses associated with the signage changes at the airport as a result of the change of the name.
Uh-oh.
We have a motion, we have a second. Is there any further discussion? And after I call for the question, I'm going to ask Jeff Brannick to address the court regarding the importance of this resolution, which I'll read. In fact, let me read the resolution now, and then we can vote on it. Whereas the forecast by the Comptroller of Public Accounts for 2008-2009 substantially underestimated the values of crude oil, which was aggravated by the requirement that the CPA use a revenue estimating methodology instead of market-based data, and whereas Jefferson County and many other counties received the vast majority of their tax revenues from the county's oil and gas values, and whereas Texas State Comptroller's under-evaluation of the market condition factor favors oil and gas owners to the detriment of all other taxpayers, and whereas these counties will be adversely and catastrophically affected by the market condition factor as interpreted by the Texas Comptroller's Office, and whereas these counties will be unable to fund essential government, county government services under the Comptroller's current interpretation of the market condition factor, and now therefore be it resolved that Jefferson County requests that the Texas Legislature address the Comptroller's interpretation of Texas Tax Code Section 23-175 regarding market condition factor and its effect on the oil and gas values in counties in the state of Texas, and make all efforts to change or repeal Texas Tax Code Section 23.175 to bring all Texas taxpayers into an equitable position. Mr. Brannick, you want to address the court?
Yes, sir. The reason for this change is up until 2007, the Comptroller of Public Accounts would look at the price of oil during the preceding year and apply that to the upcoming year as an estimate of the valuation of the oil and gas within a county. In 2007, the Texas Legislature amended Section 23.175 of the tax code to direct that the Comptroller utilized a forward-looking estimation tool. The use of that tool in 2007 resulted in 119% undervaluation of what the oil and gas actually sold for. In 2008, it resulted in 142% undervaluation, and in this 2009, it resulted in 160% undervaluation. of the actual price that was received that oil and gas was sold for. And what this has the effect, again, of doing is, in my estimation, unconstitutionally results in unequal taxation, because it shifts a lot of the value or the burden of the tax system onto homeowners and commercial business operators. For instance, in Roberts County, they lost $68 million in tax valuation last year. They're losing another 50% of that, according to their appraisal district, during the coming year. And they're going to be looking at having to raise taxes above the constitutional limitation just to make up for the revenue loss. I think locally, the result of this law, Patrick, has been that we lost our largest taxpayer.
How much we stand to lose potentially?
I'd have to go back and look, but I know one of our top 10 taxpayers was actually an oil and gas well in the local area, or one of about two oil and gas wells. So it's a significant effect. It was around $200 million 2 years ago, and it went down last year. It was almost, might have been a 50% cut. It was knocked down.
Pretty significant. Is there any further discussion? Not, I'll call for the question on, do I have a motion on CD? Okay, good. Good, then I'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Under the addendum, County Airport, item A, consider and possibly approve and execute an engineering agreement with Carolyn Blackman Engineering for revision and management of the industrial stormwater pollution prevention plan and spill prevention contract control and countermeasure plan for the Southeast Texas Regional Airport. Do I have a motion? Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? If not, I'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Under County Auditor, item A, consider and possibly approve budget transfer to Beaumont Maintenance, additional cost, debiting plumbing supplies, $1,800, crediting maintenance of building and grounds, $1,800. Item B, receive and file financial and operating statements for the 3 months ending December 31st, 2009. Item C, regular county bills, check number 337936 through check number 338191. Do I have a motion under the three items under County Auditor? I have a motion, second. Is there any further discussion? If not, I'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Under Engineering Department, consider and possibly approve the amended final plat, tracks 1A through 1F of Industrial Sites, Section 1 of Industrial City, being 7.188 acres of land, replat of all of Lot 1 and part of Lot 2 of Industrial Sites, Section 1 of Industrial City, recorded in Volume 10, page 118, map records in Jefferson County, Texas, properties located in Precinct 4. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion, we second. Any
question right quick?
Yes, sir.
Do we have to have any, can you sign this, or do we have to have engineer's signature on this?
No, I can sign it.
Okay.
Is there any further discussion? Any further discussion? If not, I'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Under Sheriff's Department, consider possibly approve crime laboratory forensic scientist Emily Escoville's attendance at the Forensic Discovery and Recovery Workshop, June 1st through 4th, 2010, in Raleigh, North Carolina. This training is provided at no cost to selected attendees and includes registration, airfare, meals, and lodging. It's no cost to the county. Do I have a motion? I'll second. Do we have any further discussion? Not. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I think we've covered it all. If there's nothing else for the good of the county, the meeting's adjourned. Man, that was the longest resolution.
I know.